What's my man right here? How you like it?
Right, nigga. Yo, peace, and black power, man. It's your man, Shabaka Rama. Y'all already know the podcast, man. TSRT, the streets is talking. Today, man, we in here, man. We looking at doing a whole nother show, the Brown and Black show. And so, you know, keep your eyes out for that right now, man. But I got a couple guys in the building today with me. Actually, I'm on location, man. I'm over at my man crib, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want my man's name to introduce themselves for him, man.
Yeah, my name is Serge. Brown, Black Power all day.
Yeah, Sukumaj.
And y'all already know it, man. So, yo, we was over here talking earlier about some... y'all just missed my cuz, man. He came through here with that weak shit talking about Eminem and, you know, Nick Cannon and, you know, he left a hard impression, you know, so. But I'm here to defend Nick Cannon, man. I support you, Nick. Wherever you at, buddy, I support you. I told him he's a culture vulture, Nick. So, but anyway, man.
Black man with a name like Nick. Get out of here, man. Get out of here. You lost already, dog. I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm sorry, dog. You going against a white man named Eminem? A chocolate candy bar? And you're a black guy named Nick? Get out of here, man. Hey, he lost already.
But you know what I'm saying? Nick, you know, Nick goes back. Nick goes back to like Nick the Quick. You know what I'm saying? Nick the Slick. You know what I'm saying? You know. I think, you know, tell me that you got your name because, you know, you was the king of Nickelodeon. You feel
me? Yeah, his mama was like one day, you was the king of Nickelodeon. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, he probably got named after Saint Nick, a white man.
Oh, now you low blown.
Come on, man.
He's low
mama's
blown.
Religious. Probably like, you got to hope my baby grows be like Jesus.
I mean, you know, I'm not gonna take, you know, I ain't got nothing against Nick, but they do tell me that you are a Hebrew Israelite, and you know, if he's dissing your black Jesus, we got a problem with that, brother. You know, they basically just said that, you know,
he's Australian. He should be Australian.
They really going at you, man. I'm trying to defend you, but your name is Nick. So
your name Nick, Saint Nick.
But I'm standing on your battle rap, man. I'm behind you, man. I'm behind you. And tell them that's what you do for Christmas. You dropping these gifts on them, dissing them and Neil. You dropping these gifts on them.
Love Nick.
Ah, we back.
Yeah. Like I said, Nick got Mariah. Got kids by him.
Exactly.
Like, so we know this don't even got nothing to do with him respecting him. This is personal. We looking at it as like a black white thing. Nick going against a legend. Why? Nah, this ain't got nothing to do with
Eminem
us.
Eminem is not a legend for the record.
Nah, this is just personal. Eminem used to hit his BM, and he still bring it up every now and then. And they run with the same crew, same people, run brush elbows, and then somebody's like, you know, it was.
But you can't keep talking about my baby mama, man. You know, you didn't hit it. Okay, you was with it. You ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? You feeling bitter.
What
if, you know what I'm saying?
What
Eminem,
if she made a new Christmas album or something and like gave off a little M vibe? And he's like, hold on, I didn't.
But they're not together no more, though.
That's what I'm saying. What if she brought up a past?
Oh, well, then, you know.
And
then,
Nick was like, hold
that'll
on.
Be, that'll hold be, on, that'll be, that'll be.
He never done that. So he's like, oh, you still fuck with him?
But that,
oh,
that
okay,
would be
I'm
the worst. That would be the ultimate, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no diss track no more. Nick Cannon would be. Nick, man, you'll be that'll be fucked up, man.
But you better than this, Nick. You're better than this.
That'd be fucked up. But anyway, Nick, man, fuck
Nick,
it, man. I stand behind you.
Your name's Nick.
Exactly.
Get out of here, dog.
Calling you Nick the Slick, because that was real slick how you came at him, fam. For real. You know.
Why you do that to
but why you,
other people?
You know what I'm saying?
Why bring other people into your problems? Like,
so wait a minute, wait. Why y'all think he just attacking the dude? You just think he attacking him?
Now what
if the white dude,
I'm not fully informed with the whole scenario.
That's
I'm
true.
Just going off of the mainstream what's getting put out there and in the obvious. Like you said, I don't know. Like, you know, he could have ran into him in the bathroom at some club and they was talking shit. Or... this motherfuckers just wanna, they bored, they tired. They ran into each other like, you wanna make some money? All right.
Start a beef.
I'm gonna tweet, fuck him.
We got a conspiracy.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we got
for
a
money.
Conspiracy.
For the white man. This all go back to the real white man, not Eminem.
No,
the real.
Yeah, the Jew. Yeah. Or whatever Jew that, that's running the motherfucking industry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a check at the end of the day. It's still a check. It's a check at the end of the day. So they're going to make...
This Floyd McGregor right here. This is a...
Basically.
Our camps came into contact and somebody was smoking or somebody was like, man, why don't y'all just... And somebody was like, what? Hey, we can make some bread off this.
I got a question for you, though. Is it real beef? Or is it just, like you said, or is it just, you know, PR?
It depends.
Is it real beef? Like, put the gloves on?
It could be real because they actually have something in common. Because
Suge said, put the gloves on.
Mariah?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But that's why I think it's money, because it's like, this gives me an opportunity to throw out another option. How can we sell this? So, you know, oh, here's another maker, money maker idea.
Yeah.
Like, you tell anybody, hey, this is how we gonna start it, but this is where we wanna end up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you know, it, which is where you end up is completely away from how it started. You know, now it's all fun and games, charity, spreading the message. Somebody's gonna be like, now look, now you know about, you know, this gives room to open up a platform. Somebody may came like, look, y'all got this platform. Eminem's always gonna be white. Always. Always. Anybody's gonna be always used like, hey, you know, we need this white part, or we need this, and get Eminem involved. Throw a little controversy out there. Eminem's not good. If you just say Eminem doing some charity shit, everybody would probably be like, no one cares. But now he's back in, you know what I mean, in some hot shit, some dumb shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they expect out of him. And it's almost, I mean, like the build-up. Like, what's the build-up for?
Either, I don't even think charity. I mean, do they box for charity?
But no, that's what I'm saying.
That's the only way that I can see it being charity. Y'all got to get in the ring.
No, that's what I'm saying. To where
Eminem and Nick Cannon got to get in the ring.
I mean, look at those two YouTubers. They made bread off of their little fight. They nobodies. Not saying they nobody, but come on. Nowadays, people have been like, you know what? Bro, a boxing ring can get set up anywhere.
Yeah.
That motherfucker could be like, yo, we doing this and we just got to...
Yeah, there you go. It's in there. It's in there.
We just gotta
It's stuck. Yeah, go on and get the crater on out. He got a bug in his motherfucking nose. I tried to do it silently and hey, shit. He was trying to be all suave, you know.
But still, like I said, you know, it could be to a point to where it's now a normal hustle. It's not a normal hustle. You know what? I can actually start some shit with somebody, and then, you know what, let's get physical.
Let's stream it live.
Well, exactly. Put it live.
Because it's the streams.
And then, it's almost like some mind play. Like, imagine if you can convince someone, like, yo, I'm about to start beef with this shit. Imagine if you know, had the venue or some shit where if we ended up taking it, how much money? Somebody in the back right now is probably looking like, damn, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Somebody said, like, you know what I mean? Shit. And just building up, just a mirage, but actually getting there. But it's an easy outlet to get money, man. Not saying fighting anybody is worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Violent sales.
But.
Violent sales.
Sex and violence all day.
That's it.
All day.
Sales. You can go get an old motherfucker with wrinkly titties and put in a bathing suit. You're going to get 1 million views. You'll get 1 million views. I guarantee you, here's a prime example for you. When we talk about sex and violence sales. We could put together a little thing with, let's use Iggy and Nug. We can videotape something right now, or both of them growling. And then we can cut it, splice it, whatever. And then we could get them, next thing you know, fucking each other. Yeah, at the end, right? And after that, I guarantee you, we go viral.
Yeah.
We'll go viral. Why?
This is dumb.
But at the same time, you got violence and you got sex.
You know what I'm saying? It's just... It's sad that the... Well, I was saying, we live in a world nowadays to where nothing's shocked. There's no more shock value.
Until you see death. You got to see death.
No, but what I'm saying is that...
Not even that.
To where... Like I was trying to bring this up the other day. Think about how our grandparents and shit grew up at a time where... Their war experience, they're fighting like it was real, right? And everybody looks at a lot of generations now to where even the people that do go to war, they're still not the same wars, you know what I'm saying? They're fought a little different, you know what I'm saying? But you do have kids that have never done nothing and have access to these military-like games. Mind you, back in the day when people went to the military, you couldn't have no one be like, I've just read up all this information, I know. No, you had to, the only way you got that experience, you had it firsthand. Nowadays, you got kids who know
how to combat.
Very similar. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? A lot of information.
Tactics. Yeah.
Very similar to people who have been in real life situations, and it sucks because you got this mind now that is like, it's almost like. Like you're consuming these drugs a lot faster nowadays, and this is, it's a drug, the and it's unfair to where it's crazy because a lot of people think that if the world was to end, a lot of these kids wouldn't know what to do. These snowflakes or all this other stuff. Only problem is that they're actually probably ones that would survive because they're in a modern era where they can experience this warlike without having to go pull a trigger. Mind you, it can be a little different once you get out there, but please believe you're going to have knowledge already that back then, when shit went down, you had to be a soldier to survive. You weren't a soldier, you weren't surviving.
Yeah.
You didn't have, nowadays, so civilians have regular access to where if shit go down, like I said, like, they don't give people credit no more. They almost be like, you know, everybody's soft and all this. Nah, people have gotten to a way of thinking a little differently where they don't have to use that physicalness because it's like they already have the knowledge of it. You know what I'm saying? Built up. Like your brain's a muscle. You know, yeah. You work it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, just like a kid, these like the kids or some people like who shoot up schools and all that shit, like, they've all been connected to like, not like saying connected to video games as video games like caused them to do it, but yeah. Please believe those video games started to sharpen up their knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Like on Fortnite, right? What tripped me out when Fortnite came out and my son started playing it. Right. The names of the guns blew me away because these were real names.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a lot of made up shit, right? But they had a lot of real life, you know. And mind you, yes, I mean, Call of Duty, all these other games, yeah, cool. But it's like you're still trying, you know.
I've seen
making a video game attracted to kids that still have real life shit in it. And it's like these kids end up knowing that shit to where. It's like, I knew about certain guns growing up, but I didn't. I knew guns, bang, pow, pow, tree, you know. Yeah. These kids know names. Yeah. To rifles and attachments and, you know.
Yeah,
to
where I mean, it's the modern era. It's the era of technology.
They
don't
have to spell. They can just say,
yeah.
Carbon 15, AR-30 round, shit that they hear in the games that are attracted to little kids. That like these right here, these ain't attracted, these don't.
But that's how you get the mass shootings in the schools, though.
I mean, yeah.
That's how you get the mass shootings, you know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers bombing up shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, man, I watched a six-year-old. I played a video game with a six-year-old, Call of Duty. And this motherfucker, I was going to call him a little motherfucker, but I'm going to say this little genius, he's a genius.
I already knew what to do.
He's,
That's what I'm saying.
He's controlling the sticks. He made it to at least 6-7 rounds.
The movie Ride Along.
Come on, man.
Kevin Hart's character.
Yeah.
Right? Ice Cube's character kept tripping on him because
he knew
all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it was because of a game, a video game. And he kept trying to put, like, you know, this is real life. This and what y'all don't get, like, people are selling real life scenarios.
They are. Just.
They're selling you
the
real
technology,
life
though. Wait till the technology is hitting so hard that. You can actually go into the virtual world, put this shit on your face.
Oh, yeah, you're
going to the virtual world with.
The fucking world with you.
With whatever's little sticks they got, and still, and be running and shooting this, that, and the other, and stabbing and killing. I mean, so you got virtual reality games that automatically got you out there running, stabbing, and killing. And then, but you got, like I said, the technology. These kids that are being born in this technology age, that's we're looking at technology right now is what we got it.
It's giving them just confidence. Think. Like, that's what's okay.
Wait till your kids become my age and then look at the technology that they have.
We probably wouldn't be at a fan of what they're going to be doing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we going to be sitting back like, what the... Like, yo. Because I got grandkids that's coming. I got another grandkid that's coming. And I'm saying to myself, when they grow up, they turn 16, 17. Better yet, not even that.
They 2020.
10 years.
What I'm saying is they already have flying jetpacks. But everybody's born in 2020. Like, when you were born, you got flying jetpacks.
That is
cool.
That is
you got, like,
crazy.
Flying cars. You got Tesla, got a car supposedly floating out in space.
Yeah.
Right now, the shit
born.
Right now, like, dog, that shit. When we were born, if you would have told motherfucker, motherfucker, you crazy. Nut house.
That's so I'm
crazy, you know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at it like yo,
like normal.
Like, yo, that's fucked up.
Like
that's
the
crazy ain't the word. It's just the technology that we got that's really outstanding. It's science. It's science. And I'm going to get back to the real deal because science, I'm going to let y'all know right now, science is what black kids is running for.
Why, so a black man named Nick will never be able to defeat a white guy named Eminem.
That's it.
Nah.
Case closed.
Hey, man.
I know
a whole bunch of prominent Knicks, you know.
Oh, I'm not saying they are, but.
Hey, they do say that Nick, even Saint Nick, is a black guy.
Right, I know. I'm just saying.
See, you know, he's delivering gifts. Naughty or nice. Naughty or nice.
No, but still, it just don't make no sense. Like, but at the same time, it does. It don't make no sense because no one is like, oh, man, you heard Nick Cannon going after anybody else. No one cares. Eminem, you could be like, oh, okay. What, he slid back in Mariah? They got history. They got a reason. So this right here, this is something that we probably shouldn't even be listening to. These should just be voicemails between him and Nick. You know what I'm saying? Personal disses.
So
that
it's
no
just
one else
pillow can... talking. So you think it's going back? Well, really it is. You know what?
It's just
battle over a woman because I.
It's got to be, man.
The other battle, he even said, yeah, you know. But the thing is, he probably like, yeah,
or,
why are you keeping my name in your mouth?
Someone came and was like, hey, what do you think about M, the white guy?
Exactly, the white
and
guy.
And then they're like,
because you're a white dude, man. I just don't
take out Mariah.
You're a white dude, M.
They're like, look,
no
white guy M. How do you feel about him? Take away your connection. And then Nick, you know, on what he's been on, like, I can see him being like, you know what, I'm gonna address this. But what sucks is that why don't you address someone who's current, who's going on right now, to get on them, to be like, all right, who you think you are, Eminem? Who we also think is Vulture Code did, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Why go after Eminem, who's not even relevant? Not even say he ain't relevant,
right?
But like, why, if you're gonna go after someone,
but that goes
based
back
on
to
that,
the, that goes back to the original question.
So it's
question.
Got personal history.
But that goes back to the original question: is it a personal attack?
That's what I'm saying. Or
did he start the beef, or whatnot? Or is it that the beef reoccurred again? Because we know M started the beef. M just kept blasting him and blasting him and blasting him. Nick was just passive and didn't say nothing. We know this. Nick wasn't saying nothing.
So Nick probably just got,
you know what
fed
I'm saying?
Up. He got fed
so,
up.
So, I mean, so what is it now? Is it that, you know, everybody is telling Nick, you know, continue to be passive and shut up? Or, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Nick, I support you. You went and got, you know what I'm saying? You went and got you a rapid machine gun and, you know what I'm saying? And you shot, you know what I'm saying? You shot your shots. You know what I'm saying? You sent the dudes at him, you know? And one of the hardest verses on there, like he said, man.
I haven't even honestly listened to it.
See,
he said,
I do this for the real. I don't use this word, but I'm going to use it right now. I do this, he said, I do this for the real niggas, not the white boys that pretend to be black. I was like, yo, whoa, that right there was...
So
kind of like one of those daggers in the heart.
So I got a question. We got a real question. So, as I don't even know, like, where would he? What would he do if a white guy, a white kid, grew up how he grew up, and wanted to express himself? Should he not have done rap?
Why not do folk? Why not do?
When's the last time you heard folk music?
That's not my. But you just asked the question. It ain't the last time I heard it.
So
I mean,
saying,
that's the original.
But you saying so?
That's the original white folks music.
But no, so
do
is
folk
it,
music.
Is it the fact that he chose to do
Culture Vulture. He chose. That's the thing. He chose to do what? Hip hop.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Exactly.
There you go. Right
so,
there.
So
you doing hip hop?
So he chose. Meaning, he chose the hip hop version way to express himself.
Uh huh.
That's not allowed because he's white.
I'm not saying that.
Well, then what? Then
I'm just saying culture vulture.
If he's just took, he's never spit no one else's shit. He's only spit his shit.
Right.
Which people can sit here and say they've heard shit and can't relate to.
Right.
They can't relate to. So how? What is he culture? What is he stealing of the culture?
You're right.
Cannot relate to.
Right. I can't.
So how is he stealing your shit? He's not. He's taking his shit and just using. The hip hop forum,
you, right?
He's like, all right.
You
I can
exactly
express
myself. You are on a forum where black people have been expressing themselves for ever. So the and fact so that, since you get on this form,
so the fact that
and you express yourself
successful on this form rather than just another white person who just raps like no. You're rap, but you can't be successful. That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that you can't be successful because every other culture that has dabbed into the culture of the black man, black woman, the African American man,
like
succeeded. He's
Elvis,
a culture vulture.
You can say that. You know why? Because he took shit that he didn't even do.
Exactly.
And sung about it.
Yeah.
Eminem has never done that.
I mean, but.
And you can sit there and even say as yourself, as a black man who listens to rap music, who says I can listen to Eminem and I don't relate to him.
Right, I don't.
So it's almost
so
like.
So why are you on?
That is completely so opposite why are you coming of a over here? Vulture.
But wait a minute, why are you coming over here?
Who you be like, hey, if you guys are going to come in the game, you're like, if anybody white or anybody who's not black, this is how you need to do it. To where you're not using.
Would you
want
to listen to it if it was folk music?
What is folk music?
That's the thing. Would you would have listened to it if it was folk music? All you gotta do is Google folk music, and it'll play you a tune.
Folk music has.
No, that's not the question. Don't take me around the block.
That's not his era.
Folk music has been around.
It's not popping.
Folk music been around before hip hop.
What if he never grew up around folk music? But you're gonna tell him that's what kind of music?
But he didn't grow up. He didn't grow up around hip hop.
Yeah, he did. That's all he grew up around.
He couldn't have grew up around hip hop.
He couldn't have.
He grew up.
How can he live where he lived and be like there was no hip hop?
Because he lived in Detroit. He didn't live in Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit
he lived,
Motown.
He didn't. He lived in Detroit in a white segregated area. In some trailer parks over there with them white folks.
And then there was no hip hop getting played over there.
Probably wasn't. It was all trailer trash white folks. Maybe some of them because there was drugs and some of you know what I'm saying?
But he had a choice.
His mother had a choice. They didn't have to, you know what I'm saying?
My kids right now don't have a choice to sleep here. I have that choice. I make that choice for them right now. I move to some richy neighborhood, my kids didn't have that choice. I gave them that choice. If I move to a ghetto neighborhood, my kids didn't. He didn't have that choice.
Exactly. Don't put the choices of his parents on. That's the thing. They had choices. We didn't have choices.
He lived in Detroit.
What that mean? Detroit is a rich. Detroit back then would have money. Like he said, Motown.
Hip hop there.
He grew up in country music.
Like static.
I'll give you a prime example. Detroit.
That's why he didn't do folk music.
Kid Rock. Detroit 313, Kid Rock, country.
It's all out music.
Country.
Why aren't you saying so?
But Kid Rock, so Kid Rock speaks it.
Because it's okay.
Kid Rock is out there. Kid Rock, like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Who started football?
What do you mean, who started football?
White people that started football? I don't know, so I'm asking.
Who started
white
football?
White people.
I want to say white people. I want to say some black people.
I'm just trying to go.
Well, who made the documentary? Was it the white folks that made the documentary?
It was 100 years. When they did 100 years of football, they went back to the very first couple teams, and it was white guys. But as soon as black guys came in to go, but it was all white guys.
Well, who made the documentary? Was it a white dude that made the documentary? It was whitey that made the documentary, the white man first.
I'm saying, it's. No, but
so
but.
We can say that all black people in the NFL is culture vultures.
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
it's
like
a white man's sport.
How is it a white man's sport? That's just like saying basketball, culture vulture.
But if they start
But you can make the same idea for culture vulture.
And if somebody come do it.
But see, here's the deal. This is why I say black folks made it first, because you got to give me something. Black folks invented rap. Watch this. I ain't say he invented rap. We're talking about culture vulture. But he's talking about the invention of who started culture vulture.
He has entered a game and has stuck to his own. He just made the claim.
I'm just answering to his claim. He made the claim that, hey, who started football? And when y'all thought and y'all think white folks started football, you're gonna say black folks aren't culture vultures.
I'm just saying, this is why we're not culture vultures.
What's your definition of culture vulture? When we talk about sport, it's entertainment. But what about sports? It's entertainment. You gotta have.
That's not the same thing. I mean,
you gotta have
as far as the rappers, entertainment. Yeah.
The rapper's entertainment, but far as
culture,
but far as taking something from somebody who's been fighting for this, like they've been on this platform, black folks been on this platform saying this for years. The only thing we haven't done, we didn't down our mothers. We didn't down and talk about killing and eating our babies and chopping up arms and shit like that. We weren't doing that.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Making a comparison to what you were saying.
You talking about the music, the sports. Music and sports.
He can't rap because it's.
I ain't saying he can't rap. I ain't never said that.
Well,
that's that. I never said the dude
can't
rap.
What is he good? What is he
doing? I ain't saying he wasn't good.
He can rap, but he got to be trash.
He's just.
The definition of a culture vulture is someone who can, not of that race, do something of someone else's race and become successful.
Yeah, just like that. When those people who've been before him are not talked about or put before. Come on, no,
so
that's
or Vanilla Ice would be considered
culture vulture.
He wasn't successful.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. You can go to any. You can go to any arena and hear doom 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 doom. Matter of fact, he made Queen back to what it really to his originality.
Shook completely took all his credibility.
And that's what Shook. But see, but nobody's listening to the diss record. Suge is talking about, hey, Eminem is the softest thing ever. You know what I'm saying? Debo Lotti in the building. Say what's up to the crowd, man. Go ahead, man. Say what's up to the crowd. They want to hear you. They want to hear you, man.
Eminem, he's not, I don't think he's a culture vulture.
Culture vulture, man. That dude, man, he just, you know, like I said, man, you can't. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because there's some good arguments out there because you can say, well, what if he wasn't black? But then I'll be like, well, I really don't know too many, you know what I'm saying, brothers and sisters coming, you know what I'm saying, talking about popping pills and, you know, all other shit like that. I'm looking at the authenticity of it. Now, when we talk about football or whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's fine.
We got to look at... far as
what? Yeah.
One aspect dealing with what two dudes thought of a game that they could play that dealt with a ball that you had to score. Oh, yeah, that you had to score. Airtime. Go ahead and speak your piece. Speak your piece, man. Don't give me no airtime. Hey, he owned it, man. Let's speak your piece, man.
Superman signing out.
All right, man. Hey. Oh, over and out.
Yeah, well, as I was saying, how can you be a culture vulture if you just fit in your shit, but you just using a platform to get it out, and that platform is what you best fit with. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying Eminem's the best ever to do it, but please believe he does his thing. And he does his thing with rap music. I mean, that's just how being how it is. You know? In here with the dogs. It's your boy Serge. Sergio Rico. You know what I'm saying? Love and support everything. All things. That is beautiful and lovely. I love my dogs. I love my kids. I love my friend, my family. The ones I do got. Me and my man Baka been going at it for years. He don't want to admit in real life he's a... Deep down inside, he's a true Eminem fan. I think when he first heard Eminem, it changed his life. And he just didn't want to admit that to nobody. And he still don't want to admit to nobody that he hasn't been the same since he's heard him. Him has opened his mind. And you know, sometimes it's hard to do sometimes. But I think that's what it is. Marcus yeah. is a true Eminem fan deep down inside. It's just a shame to admit it.
Man.
But yeah, Nick, good luck. Em, do you? I mean, other than that, I think it's personal, man. It's personal.
Somehow. It might be personal, man. Somehow. It might be personal.
Like, he probably not even thinking like that. I mean, shit. But my other than just using it, but that wasn't the motivation. It probably was like, you know, what? You did? No, you know what? That's free time. I'm going to have a studio, and I'm gonna answer him.
Get him, Nick.
You know what I mean?
Go get him.
Machine Gun Kelly tried.
Oh, since he ain't really say nothing back to and Machine Gun.
That was just white on white crime.
Yeah, I love that. Now,
that
see?
That was just what I'm saying. It was like
two white dudes.
Watching two people who can't fight. Yeah. It was just two white. It was just like,
I'm gonna put you in the headlock and just run. like they both got each other in the headlock. Yeah, shit. But yo, man, it's your man Shabaka Ramahop, man. This TSIT, man. The streets are talking, man. Chilling with my man Surge, man. Yeah. Y'all already know it. You know, so any shouts out before
shout out to my dogs. My real dogs, Iggy, Nug and Love. Shout out to my kids, Sergio Rico, you know what I mean? That's me. That's it. Huh?
And we out.